Road of Life. Brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery.
Now, I say the good old days weren't so very good, B.D.
B.D.?
Yes, before does. Before this new kind of soap arrived to do everything in the wash. You know, does, D-U-Z, does best. Why, B-D, before does, I've heard some women just couldn't get along without a washboard.
I know I couldn't. My greasy work clothes always needed lots of hard scrubbing. It was tough work getting my towels white, too. And my colored rayons. They soon lost their sparkle, B-D, before does.
No wonder so many ladies who didn't became ladies who does. This new kind of soap really does everything. It gives you all this. Unsurpassed whiteness for your towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning up work clothes, plus greater safety for the pretty rayons you wash. That's why the good wash days now are A.D., after does.
I'll say, with does, there's no hard scrubbing. Yet see those work clothes, all fresh and clean?
No soap anywhere gets tough dirt out easier than does.
And my towels, you just couldn't ask any soap to get them whiter.
Sure, does gives you the whitest white your wash line's ever seen.
And there's no more fussing over pretty rayons. Does leaves them perky and bright.
Does is extra safe for colors. Yes, ladies, wash days are different, A.D., after does. It's the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does everything. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Two worried, earnest young men are pacing the first floor corridor of City Hospital. Through an unspoken agreement, their walking carries them no further than eye and earshot of the boardroom. There, the members of the hospital's board and staff are meeting in joint session to try Jim Brent for a supposed breach of medical ethics. The two worried, earnest young men who are pacing the floor in front of the boardroom are interns John Brent and Tom Parsons. The former is the foster son of the defendant. The latter was Jim Brent's sole witness. His testimony given, Tom Parsons has joined John in sweating it out.
What time is it?
2 minutes to 3. The last time you asked me, it was 5 minutes to 3.
I didn't realize it was such a short while ago, Tom.
Well, it was.
Guess I got the jitters, that's all.
That's two of us who haven't.
Tom, how long do you think they can go on in there?
I don't know.
Got to get it over sometime.
Well, I told them everything I had to say.
Maybe they'll want you to... Maybe want to ask you some questions.
I just assumed they didn't.
Oh?
I tell you, John, I was a wreck in there. Every staff man in the hospital sitting there, looking at you. All the members of the boards, trustees, peering at you as though you were a freak. I swear I was so nervous I didn't know what I was saying.
Well, you gave it to them, though, didn't you? You told them the right story. The truth about what happened in that operating room.
Oh, yeah. But I was scared stiff. My palms were wet. My forehead was dripping. Temperature in that room felt like it was set at 130.
I feel the same way right now, and I didn't have to testify.
Well, imagine how your father must feel.
Oh, I don't know. Jim's a pretty cool customer when he wants to be. Takes an awful lot to throw him.
An awful lot to throw him? How much more can there be? They're meeting in there to decide whether to bounce him off the staff or not. Do you know what that means? They give him the boot, his name will be smeared for years.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Couldn't be much worse. After all, if he... Hey, Tom.
What?
That nurse over there. Isn't that Miss Palmer? Or wasn't she one of the people who tangled with Jim the morning he brought that accident case upstairs?
She wouldn't let him have number 5 operating theater. Said it was reserved for Frazier.
There you are. My father told me Frazier wasn't going to have anybody testify for him. What do you suppose Palmer's doing hanging around here?
Waiting to be called in to testify?
I told him. I warned him.
Hey, wait a minute. You're wrong. It's all over. They're coming out.
You're right.
How do you suppose it went?
I don't know. There's Jim. Hey, Jim. Jim.
He sees us.
I don't like the way he looks, Tom.
Yeah, he does look a little down on the mouth.
Hello, boys.
Well, Jim?
How was it?
What happened? What'd they decide?
Nothing.
What? Why is it breaking up?
This is just a recess.
A recess?
For crying out loud, what's taking them so long to decide?
Let's walk down the hallways. And, John, keep your voice down a bit, will you?
I'm sorry. Just I've been on edge for so long.
How does it seem to be coming, Dr. Brent?
Not so good, Tom.
What?
Oh, I've, a little bad news, boys.
What's Frazier done?
He pulled a surprise on us. He had Tom's entire testimony thrown out.
But how could he?
I don't understand.
On what grounds? What was wrong with it?
He did it very easily.
How?
Tom, your father is a close friend of mine. John's a close friend of yours.
So?
So? Dr. Frazier put the two together and convinced them that anything you'd say, Tom, would naturally be prejudiced.
He didn't get away with it, did he?
Well, he had Tom's testimony thrown out. That's enough, isn't it?
Why, Dr. Brent,
I know, Tom. I realize you wouldn't have told a fabricated story for the world, but as I say, Frazier convinced them that you'd be inclined to be prejudiced, and that a prejudiced witness isn't a fair witness.
He doesn't miss a trick, does he?
No. Tom, I want to thank you for what you've done.
Nothing came of it, sir.
That's all right. You were good enough to go in there and talk for me.
I'd like to go back and tell him that I...
Forget it, Tom. It wouldn't do any good. You wouldn't listen to a word you'd say.
But I was your only witness.
I'll just have to get along without you, that's all. I don't think there's any need for you to hang around any longer, Tom. I'm sure they won't call you again.
But...
You probably have a mountain of work piling up for you. Why don't you get back to it?
Well, all right. You'll let me know, won't you, John?
Sure, yeah.
Good luck, Dr. Brent.
Thanks again, Tom.
Well, big man, what now?
I don't know, Butch.
Jim, I know I'm a lot younger than you are. I know I haven't had the experience, but... Will you listen to me for a minute?
What?
You told me you felt like a heel because I convinced you to let Tom testify for you.
Mm-hmm.
You said it wouldn't look right because Frazier wouldn't call any witnesses. Well, you see that old horror standing over there in a white uniform?
Miss Palmer?
What do you think she's doing down here? Taking pictures of the Chicago Sun? Nuts! She's going in there to testify for Frazier, and you know it.
Yes, I suppose you're right, John.
Now, look. If you'll only listen to me, you'll do one thing.
And that is?
Get another witness.
Well, isn't it rather late for
that? No. There's a house phone right across the hall. It'll take me 2 seconds to reach you.
And?
Remember that nurse who was on receiving duty the morning the accident case was brought in?
Regan? John, you've got something.
Don't tell me. I know it. I'm hotter than a pistol. What we do is call Miss Regan's supervisor. If Regan's on duty, we have her sent down here. If she's not, we call the nurse's dormitory and tell her we need her.
You're working like a machine gun, not a pistol.
That's me, Machine Gun Brent. 640 ideas a minute.
Well, get over to that telephone. I'm not through with Frazier yet.
Hello, this is Dr. John Brent. Connect me with the supervisor of nurses, please. You don't even have to talk to Miss Regan, Jim. All she has to do is to go in there and tell how Frazier left that accident case lying out in the hall while he went off to calm the nerves of that society patient of his.
Yeah, that's the same story Tom told. If they hear it twice, they'll believe it. We've got him, boy. We've got him.
You don't have to tell Machine Gun Brady. Hello? Can you tell me if a nurse named Regan is on duty now? Oh. Well, do you happen to know if she's in the dormitory?
Oh, what's she saying?
Shh, quiet. Huh? What? You're kidding. But that's impossible. Why, she was... Oh. No, never mind. Thanks.
Murder.
Her day off. I knew it. I knew it just as sure as
it's
I'm alive.
It's not her day off, Jim. Miss Riggins left the hospital.
Well, where is she? Where'd she move to?
Boston.
Boston?
She got an offer from the General Hospital there for some sort of big job. She took it. She left last week.
Oh.
Sorry for getting you all hepped up on the idea, Jim, but I... Hey, you don't think that Fraser had...
Oh, Fraser had nothing to do with this, John. Your imagination's running wild again.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, it was a good idea while it lasted.
Mm-hmm. Give me a minute, though. I think of...
Dr. Brent. Dr. Brent.
Isn't that Dr. Padway?
Mm-hmm. Yes, doctor?
I say, would you come in now, Dr. Brent? We're ready to begin again.
Want me to hang around, Jim?
Would you, Butch?
Sure. You know me. I'm one of the original don't give up the ship boys. I'll wait for you.
Thanks. Be nice to know there's someone here to catch me when I come flying out.
Hey, you don't mean that, do you?
Don't be silly. Do you think I'm going to take a beating from Fraser lying down?
The confidence which Jim Brent showed as he walked into the boardroom gave heart to John. But a moment later, John's feeling of determination sank like a rock going down in a well. Standing beside Frazier's first witness, Miss Palmer, was another nurse. A nurse who had been at the operation from beginning to end. Ethel Lanier. By the way, do you remember that song, the Butcher Boy, the Butcher Boy, I want to marry the Butcher Boy? Well, you know what I bet? I bet that girl that wanted to marry the Butcher Boy figured she'd get a lot of extra chops and steaks that way. But nowadays, that wouldn't work. No, nowadays, the only way to get extra meat is to get extra ration points. And the only way to get extra ration points is this. Save used fat. Your butcher will give you 2 red ration tokens for every pound. And now, with all meats rationed again, you can use more ration points. Well, the more used fat you save, the more extra points you get. And there are plenty of ways to save more used fat. When you boil frankfurters, let the water stand and then skim the grease off the top. Melt down solid fats. Scrape the fat from your broiler before you wash it. You'll get extra ration points for that used fat, and our fighting men will get extra munitions and medicines. More than ever, the government needs your used fats to make those munitions and medicines. Save all used fat, every drop, every day. Be sure to listen tomorrow when DUZ Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.